USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a $1 trillion package of road and other infrastructure projects after Democrats resolved a standoff between progressives and moderates. The House passed the measure 228 to 206, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. 13 Republicans, mostly moderates, supported the legislation, while 6 of the Democrats opposed it. Democrats postponed a second, even larger measure until later this month. Moderates had demanded a cost estimate of the $1.8 trillion measure. President Biden struck a deal with moderate and progressive Democrats on passing the infrastructure bill. They agreed to take a procedural step on the social spending package. He got assurances from moderates that they will back that bill later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to host the Biden administration's first meeting of the National Space Council on December 1st. She'll be accompanied by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. Harris will also present pictures from the Landsat 9 Earth mission for the first time. The satellite launched in September. Landsat 9 is collecting data to help with water use, drought effects, and agricultural planning. It's the latest launch in a series of satellites that have provided data on the Earth's forests, oceans, farms, and freshwater systems for nearly 50 years. This is Harris's first high-profile event as the head of the National Space Council, and the upcoming meeting is close to marking 1 year since the council convened last on December 9th of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
The NFL has partially responded to a congressional inquiry over the Washington football team investigation. USA's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The NFL is missing a deadline in the probe looking into the Washington football team. The House Oversight and Reform Committee made the claim Friday, but an NFL spokesman says the league has responded to questions asked by the panel. Brian McCarthy adding relevant documents are being identified in addition to questions about privilege and keeping folks anonymous. The committee is looking into the workplace culture of the NFC East team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A jury in Brunswick, Georgia has heard opening statements in the murder trial of three white men charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was fatally shot in February of 2020. Glenn County, Georgia prosecutor Linda Dunikowski.
All three of these defendants did everything they did based on assumptions. Not on facts, not on evidence, on assumptions.
35-year-old Travis McMichael's lawyer, Bob Rubin, says the case is really about one thing.
It's about Travis McMichael's duty and responsibility to himself, to his family, and to his neighborhood.
The attorney told the jury at the time that neighborhood was on edge due to multiple burglaries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.